Switzerland.
This is all about American jobs, growth for American workers, and the reason why we have the largest delegation here we've ever had is to say to the world, we're open for business, we're very attractive for business, and come invest in the U.S.
The news of the flu seems to be getting worse. A new study suggests that the risk of a heart attack dramatically increases for people who are suffering from influenza. That's according to USA Today. Dr. Mark Siegel says if you haven't received your flu shot, well, you still have time to get it, and it will help.
There's still time for you to get the yearly flu vaccine. And did you know that usually 80 to 85% of the children who tragically die from the flu were not vaccinated?
For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
You know, when the Israelites got to the desert, they were given manna from heaven. Well, we may not have manna, but we do have Numana. In these uncertain times, become food independent with Numana's long-term storable food. Healthy, nutritious, dense meals, organic, non-GMO, tastes great, and lasts for over 25 years. Oh, and gluten-free is available. Order now and get 20% off, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just use promo code WAR. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775, or go to Numana.com.
Starting in February, many Americans are going to start seeing more money in their paychecks, and this is all due to the tax cut that President Trump signed late last year. Many companies also gave their employees bonuses. About 2 million people received a bonus check from the likes of AT&T or other companies. Some Democrats have said these companies were already planning on giving bonuses, so those checks, they were no big deal. Wilbur Ross is e-commerce secretary. He addresses that issue.
They have no alternative but to make up fiction. But eventually, facts overcome fiction. And I think the fellow who just got a $1,000 check doesn't care what the left-wing media says. Right. And the person who gets a tax cut in the next withholding, he or she is also not going to care what the left-wing media says.
A California state judge is poised to declare coffee cancerous in the coming months. A law passed in the state in 1986 requires businesses and public places to post warning signs if anything on the premises is found to be potentially harmful. While some studies have found coffee to be carcinogenic, Dr. Steven Gruber says not so fast.
What we found in our study was that coffee was associated with a reduced risk of cancer of the colon and rectum.
Dr. Gruber talks about Prop 65 in California.
Prop 65 lists compounds simply to draw attention to them, but in fact, there's no evidence that acrylamide causes cancer in humans.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Now, Ben, it's been a year. It's been a year since Donald Trump has taken the oath of office and become president of the United States. This past week, I saw a story that it knocked me back. It knocked me back just because of the sheer magnitude of the story and what it means. You know that feeling you get, you know, when you're a kid and it's getting really close to Christmas and you're all excited, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, and you just can't wait. I had that feeling this past week. Been a long time since I actually felt that way. It was because of the story that came out on Wednesday. Apple Computer has announced that they're going to be repatriating their cash. They're going to contribute $350 billion to the economy. That, to me, is one of the most extraordinary, one of the most amazing stories of the past year. I was really dismayed Thursday. I went from various different website to website, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox. Wasn't even on the front. Wasn't even a top story for any of those news outlets. Wall Street Journal, they had it on the front of their website, but it wasn't even their top story. Ironically, the Apple story was right next to a story about Venezuela and how Venezuela's oil production is collapsing. And I'll get into that a bit, just the irony of that. People, you remember learning about this back when they were in high school, the Marshall Plan? We rebuilt Europe after World War II. We rebuilt Europe. You can go to, it's interesting, there's a statue of Harry Truman in Athens, in central Athens. A statue of Harry Truman, central Athens, due to basically built it to thank him for all of the money that we poured into Europe, including Greece, after World War II. We rebuilt a worn, torn continent. I mean, come on, you've seen it on TV. You've watched the History Channel. You saw what happened to that continent. We rebuilt Europe for $145 billion in today's dollars. In today's dollars. Apple just announced that they're going to be investing $350 billion into our economy. Does anybody think that would have happened if Hillary Clinton was president? Anybody? Listen, I am first and foremost an equal opportunity basher here on the program. Do I like everything that Donald Trump does? No. Do I like many of the tweets that he puts out? No. Do I like his conduct many times in the Oval Office, some of the things he said? No, I don't. I don't, but I he is who he is. I don't really care if you hate Donald Trump with the heat of 1,000 white suns. You cannot deny. You cannot deny the success that he has had.
Apple is just one of many companies that are bringing cash back to the United States, that are going to be investing here in the United States. You were told by all the wizards of smart that that wouldn't happen. That wasn't going to work. They weren't going to do that. I want you to think about the money that was wasted on the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, where Barack Obama decided to go out and borrow the money from China to invest in green companies that failed. And, of course, give money to unions. That's what the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act was. And I knew it would be an absolute disaster. It's funny, anybody sticking a microphone in front of any of these Democrats or Bernie Sanders types that called the tax reform bill a complete disaster? It was awful, worst thing to ever happen, worst tax policy of all time. Really? Really? Why don't you take a look around and see what is going on here in this country? Again, we love using history. We love it. Love using history here on this program. $350 billion being invested in this country. We rebuilt Europe after World War II for $145 billion, which is inflation adjusted. Extraordinary. You know, one of the things that actually bothers me about the repatriation, believe it or not, is the fact that Apple's going to have to pay a $38 billion tax bill for bringing that money here. And it bothers me because I know that most of that money will be wasted. And I have no problem. I understand taxes. I understand that you need some of that money to pay for essential services and for our military. But you know as well as I do that the bulk of that money will be wasted. And that makes me sad. What's interesting, the irony that I was talking about when it came to the position of the Apple story and the Venezuela story. Venezuela, I think, is in arrears right now to the tune of about $60 billion in debt. Venezuela has some of the richest natural reserves as far as oil is concerned in the world. I think it has the largest known oil reserves in the world, Venezuela. They also have gold and diamond mines and many other riches. Anybody ever read Walter Isaacson book about Jobs, Steve Jobs, and how Apple was started? Nothing. Nothing. No pile of money. No pile of money. Steve Wozniak used to go to Radio Shack. Remember the kits that they used to sell at Radio Shack? Let's go to Radio Shack and get computer parts and take apart Tandy computers, and that's how they got started. Here is a company. Really wasn't that long ago, if you think about it. Really wasn't that long ago. My lifetime. Your lifetime. That is repatriating billions of dollars. They're going to invest $350 billion. When you have an entire nation that has all, that has a product that everybody in the world needs. Everybody in the world needs it. Makes the world go round. And they're $60 billion in debt. They're not able to pump their oil out of the ground. And they are failing. You see capitalism, you see socialism, side by side in the Wall Street Journal, two different articles. Not at the top, not at the top. I mind you, Wall Street Journal didn't even point out, didn't even give proper perspective to the type of money that Apple is going to invest. This past week, CNN put this tweet out to go along with Martin Luther King Jr. Day. He's an environmental hero. Really? He was a socialist before it was cool. He never let a political disagreement turn nasty. He was a socialist before it was cool? Socialism's cool, huh? It's cool, huh? Well, why don't you take a look at Venezuela and tell me how cool that socialism is? Why don't you show me how cool that whole socialism thing is. This is, quite honestly, it's gross. It's gross. I've lamented here for a long time, and we've talked about the path that this nation has been on for a very long period of time. We call it Hayek called it the road to serfdom. AC/DC calls it the highway to hell. And I mentioned that, you know what, we're at the end of the road. We are in socialism town. But again, I don't care how much you can't stand Donald. I don't care how much you hate. You people on the right, the never Trumpers out there. I don't care. His policies are working. Take a look around. You are what your record says you are. Do you know that we had the lowest unemployment claims since 1973 this past week? The lowest amount of unemployment claims since 1973 this past week. I want to take a quick break here. We're gonna be discussing perception here, the world around us, what it's like, and we're gonna do a little comparison, little capitalism versus socialism. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available right there at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Just crossed my mind.
Want an easy way to brighten up your day? Get beautiful new window fashions from the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America, Budget Blinds. It's easy because Budget Blinds does it all for you with style and service for every budget. We're your neighborhood experts, and we bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. Right now, we make it easier than ever with savings up to $500 on select window coverings. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. See for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Call and get savings up to $500, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Brighten up your day the easy way. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311. 210-0311.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to The Watchdog on Wall Street show. The hatred is there, and again, it's clouding everyone's judgment. And hate is it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing, and it's exactly what it's doing with so many people out there. People loathe Trump. They loathe Trump not because of his policies and what he's doing. They don't. That's a lie. He's the prince of anti-culture. The prince of anti-culture. He is a pro-American, unapologetic when it comes to consumption. Yes, his vocabulary is not the greatest, and he stumbles over his words. It's not for everybody. Hey, listen, I do 18 hours of radio a week, and I stumble over my words sometimes. He does sometimes remind me when he speaks of character in The Sopranos, Little Carmine. It was a not-so-smart mafioso when it came to his speaking ability. He thought he was, but it was kind of funny when you heard him. He likes fast food. He eats McDonald's. You understand? You eat McDonald's. You know, you're a Manhattan. You are somebody from L.A. Come on. Queens accent. His facial expressions. Go right on down the list. And basically, Trump is the anti of everything that the people in our power centers, New York, Washington, Boston, Miami, San Francisco, LA, everything that they're against. There is an elitism, and it's spread. Again, remember the New Yorker cartoon? It was made famous. They had posters of it where it showed the vantage point of somebody who lived in New York, and how they're looking out, and they show the cities, and it goes, the various different avenues. Then it goes out to New Jersey, which is kind of there. You can kind of see it. Then you make out the rest of the country, which is kind of just flyover country. Yeah, Donald Trump, even though, again, he lives in New York City, he builds in New York, builds all over the place, he's anti all of that, and they can't stand it. They can't. One of the things that has made this first year for Donald Trump so successful is he is the antithesis, the exact opposite of Barack Obama. He has basically taken the Obama years and erasing them. You remember when you were a kid? Remember when you were a kid and you had to get your school supplies back when we used pencils on a regular basis? Remember you had that pink eraser? He is erasing the Obama administration. There's all that controversy surrounding the Obama presidential library that they're putting up in Chicago. They're going to need to have a library and a museum because everything that Obama did is going to be gone. When all is said and done, unless they can find some way to throw him out of office, it's going to be gone. And you know what? It's not just Democrats. Again, I am not a Republican. Not. I left the Republican Party well over a decade and a half or so ago because they just are full of it. Really not that much of a difference between Democrats and Republicans. They're elites. They like to control. They like to run things just as much as the Democrats do. You know, Republicans haven't tried. They haven't tried to roll back big government, the administrative state. They haven't tried to do that since Ronald Reagan. You know, it was an interesting piece by Victor Davis Hanson in National Review. And he writes, he said, it was sometimes hard to distinguish a Bush initiative from a Clinton policy or a McCain bill from a Biden proposal. There was also often a reluctant acceptance of the seemingly inevitable march to the European-style socialist administrative state. Again, this is a guy that I look up to. I read all of his stuff. His books are absolutely fantastic. He's an expert in classical history. Victor Davis Hanson writes for National Review. And his entire piece this past week is basically an echo chamber piece of what we've been talking about here on the program now for years and years and years. You know, people are starting to see it a little bit. Even some of the critics are starting to come out and starting to see that some of the things that he's doing are starting to work. Starting to work. You know, we talked about this here on the program. He said how every single president out there, I don't care. You could elect anybody and they could show 3% growth over the course of a year, at least once. Everyone except Barack, every president prior to 1999 had at one time or another shown at least 3% growth. Again, you know, you may love Barack Obama. You may look up to Barack Obama. You may think he's just swell and he's a great parent and he's a good role model. That's great. But he's a failure. Okay? It's, you know, let's be honest with you here. You could take a look at, you know, some athlete that you may have loved. You know what? I'll use this. I'll use Tebow as an example. I know this is the hot button issue. Some people. It's a Tebow. Everything, you can look up to the guy. What a great guy. Look at the stuff that he does. But you know what? Let's be honest here. He didn't make it in the NFL. He failed in that. Barack Obama was a failure as a president by every single metric and measure. He did everything wrong, everything that you were not supposed to do. The first modern president who figured out how to not get 3% growth. Gonna take a quick break right here. More on this when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, annuity help kits, you name it. Just want to mention as well, again, I said 18 hours of radio a week. Yeah, I'm on every day, kiddos. You go to our website, can sign up for our podcast. Watch it, listen to it. Any single time you'd like, go right ahead. Everything for our website, absolutely free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Well, to be honest, it was a distraction, and it was very frustrating to me on behalf of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security, because I was there to talk about real threats and their needs to do their job that the American people has asked them to do. And it became 11 minutes of a lecture about a meeting he was not in, about one word, and whether or not I heard it.
Those are the words of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Those, of course, comments made by Senator Cory Booker of New York last week during that Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Also today, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley blasted divisive rhetoric of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Take a listen.
Hate-filled speeches and end runs around negotiations take us nowhere. Ultimately, peace will not be achieved without leaders with courage.
Haley reaffirmed a U.S. commitment to a two-state solution if both parties agreed. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565. 800-860-6565. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Greg Kinban, a breakup song. Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. I have mentioned this before. People are like, oh my God, could you imagine being Barack and taking office and having this terrible, terrible recession, the Great Recession. Great Recession? That's a lie. They call it the Great Recession. That's a marketing tool used by the media. There were two recessions that were deeper, much deeper, post-World War II than our Great Recession. Okay? It's a lie. But anyway, I was saying, one of the best things that can happen to you politically is you take office and there be a recession, an economic slowdown, because you don't have to do anything. Nothing. In this country, you do nothing. You get out of the way. You get out of the way. You let businesses figure it out. The economy will right itself. Okay? That is the free market is self-correcting. It needs no help. It needs no tinkering. And actually, what I mean by getting out of the way, you lower regulations, you lower taxes, you make it easier for businesses, and it'll correct, and you'll look like a hero. You'll look like a hero. It took the efforts, it took Obama's efforts of a 24/7 redistributionist agenda of tax increases, federalizing health care, massive new debt, layers of more regulation, zero interest rates, neo-socialist regulatory appointments, expansionary eligibility for entitlements, constant anti-free market jawboning, that created what? A minefield. A minefield is how we have described it. Nobody wants to tread in a minefield. This is what led to the retrenchment, the holding patterns. How many talk about people and say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to invest. I don't feel comfortable doing it. Not worth it. Why bother? Barack Obama weaponized federal agencies, including the IRS, the Department of Justice, and the EPA, in such a manner as to worry anyone successful, prominent, and conservative enough to come under the federal radar of a vindictive Lois Lerner, Eric Holder, or FISA court. Trump and Victor Davis Hanson points this out in a speech, sought to undo all of that, point by point. The result, like I said here on the program, it's not rocket science. You get it? This is just natural. This is what happens if you get the hell out of the way. If you let Americans do what they do, you give us greater freedom and safety to profit and to innovate so people don't feel like they're going to be punished. And it works every time. Yeah, there's something I want to get into when it comes to the news. I mentioned the Great Recession, right? Everything's out of control. Everything's terrible. Oh, my Lord. Gloom and doom. Right. Yeah, Barack Obama played into it. I mean, he told us that, you know, jobs weren't coming back. We're not going to be able to grow like we used to before. Just not the same. It's wrong. It's wrong. I want to take everybody back to, I found this fascinating. This is going back to 2008. Phil Gramm was the one of John McCain's economic advisors. And he actually questioned everything that was going on in the Great Recession. Looking at the data showing less economic trouble than he felt the gloomy headlines warranted, he said in an interview on July 9th that the United States was a nation of whiners and that we are merely in a mental recession. John McCain forced him to step down after saying that because people were outraged. Outraged! Outraged of what? The truth? It happens all the time nowadays. People don't like the truth. They're not comfortable with the truth. They don't like 2 + 2 = 4. They don't like it. Let's talk more about this when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more in your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-847-3191. That's 800-847-3191. 800-847-3191.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
One of the things about doing as much radio as I do and guest appearances in the 18 hours a week and the columns I've written over the years, sometimes I forget from time to time. I forget when I've gone over something or said something. I can't remember the exact time frame, and it pops into my head. And I can't remember if it was last week, last month, or last year sometimes. It just is what it is. But it was in the not-so-distant future on my Monday through Friday program. I was talking about envy, and I was talking about sins. And I couldn't remember from the movie. And again, it's one of those movies that you only watch once. I thought it was an absolutely fantastic movie, but it's a movie you only watch once. And that movie was Seven. Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman and Gwyneth Paltrow and Kevin Spacey playing the evil guy, the real evil guy. And I was stumped, and I'm usually pretty good at this stuff. I was stumped at what the penalty was that the evil guy, the torture that he put on people for the sin of envy. And eventually, we figured it out. I remembered it was the most horrific, we could argue the most horrific in the entire film. And if you haven't, I'm not going to get into it here on the program. If you haven't seen the movie, it was the last one, if you had. There are two important economic necessities. Economic necessities for a democratic society. One, jobs growth. The next, economic growth. Michael Novak wrote about this years ago in National Review. And wrote it down here. So here it is. The reason Novak states the case for economic growth is because the most destructive of all human social passions is envy. If there's no economic growth, the only way people have to vaunt themselves is to tear down others. In static societies, envy sparks social frictions. Again, that's one of the concepts that the left, they seem to think that it's their job, that society is stagnant. Hey, Barack Obama's pitched that too. There's no more economic growth. There's a pie out there. The pie doesn't get better. And it's the job of these people, these elites, to divide the pie up and make it fair for everyone. That's not how it works in a country like ours. That only works in static societies. growing economies, people have the opportunity to stop comparing themselves with their neighbors and tear them down. You can go out there and do it on your own. The sad reality is that politicians understand this too. They know this. They're well versed on the methods of King Charlemagne. Divide and conquer. They love to divide Americans into various different groups and constituencies, pit us against one another to achieve power. Again, what do they use? What are their weapons of choice? What are their weapons of choice? Our tax code, regulatory code, terms like economic fairness and fair share. And it works for them. A republic like the United States simply must defeat envy. That's it. Focus on a better future for each family. The only way that that can be accomplished is by reasonably consistent and gently upward economic growth. Growth is the necessary condition for the pursuit by each of his own happiness. A happy society is a more generous and loving society. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
This is This is the Night at the Roxbury tune, is it not? I think it is. Watch. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street. What was that? Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan, I think. That was it. Anyway, welcome back. I didn't see that movie, but I was familiar with the Saturday Night Live skit. Anyway, one of the things that we've explained here on the program over the years is, it is what it is. I used to get pretty bent out of shape here on the program, and you would hear me yelling a lot. It was just my frustration. The frustration coming out in regards to how white-collar crime was being handled, whether it be by that jerk Elliot Spitzer or anybody else, and how all of the white-collar criminals on Wall Street again and again and again would get away with it. Okay, granted. There'll be the, once in a while, there'll be the case like Jordan Belfort, where they actually have to go to jail and they do something about it. But when it comes to the big investment houses, the big firms out there, bupkis. And, you know, during the dot-com collapse crisis and all of the information is coming out about all these BS, that's right, BS, bull excrement, bull poop, analytical reports put out by their analysts and brokers pushing this crap on their clients. It drove me crazy. It really did, because nobody, not one, got in trouble. Nobody got in trouble for the whole financial collapse, right? The Great Recession, supposedly. There was a lot of nefarious crap that was going on. And granted, a lot of it had to do with government, but a lot of it also had to do with Wall Street as well. And they all walk. I compared this in a piece that I wrote, I don't know, how to be about 2002, to the medieval Catholic practice of selling indulgences. If you're not familiar with what that is, that was when the church would actually, you know, have, in essence, it's pay your way out of hell by giving the church money. You could basically make your sins go away. Paying indulgences to the church. Oh, and they're gone. Pretty crooked. But, yeah, that's how Wall Street crime is handled. They pay a fine, and they walk away. Unless, of course, you happen to rip off the firm that you work for, or rip off one of the other big firms. Again, I want you to think of it kind of like the mafia. Kind of the mafia. Like, you can't go, you want to think of the big firms like the mafia bosses. You can't go messing with another family or anything like that. It operates, in essence, in the exact same way. Very, very similar. So, people who do that get in trouble. And case in point, I saw this story this past week and I started laughing. U.S. District Court in Manhattan indicted the former assistant of Goldman Sachs Group's co-president, David Solomon, accusing him of stealing more than $1.2 million in wine. That's right. Rare wine from his boss over the span of about 2 years. Now, again, Goldman Sachs knowingly put together mortgage-backed securities filled with garbage loans. They knew that they were garbage loans. They put them in there anyway. They went down and paid off S&P and Moody's to put AAA ratings. They then knowingly sold these toxic pieces of investments to people all over the globe. But they didn't stop there. No. They're Goldman Sachs. They didn't stop there. They then went out and decided to create investments based upon the demise of the ones that they sold to all of these people. And I've explained this here on the program, kind of like buying fire insurance on your neighbor's house and then going and knowingly installing a bomb in your neighbor's house that you know will cause a fire and burn the house down. Now, did anybody from Goldman Sachs at all get in trouble because of that? No, no. They just got richer. Hey, let's be honest here. It wasn't just Goldman Sachs. All the big firms did it. Again, that's why I say, if you're working with Morgan Stanley, any of these big firms, there's seriously something wrong with your head. Seriously, something wrong with you. After all the crap that they pull on people, it just makes no sense to me. Anyway, nobody got in trouble for that. But hey, take some of the boss's wine, you're getting indicted. You're going to jail. Anyway, I got to talk briefly about this. Again, this makes me sad. Another story that makes me sad. Things are getting so bad at General Electric, they're considering breaking the company up. They're considering breaking up General Electric. Now, was that line in the movie Wall Street when Bud Fox tells his boss, remember, Gordon, you said never get emotional about stocks. Well, I have to admit, and I have talked about this in the past. I had a little bit of an emotional tie to General Electric. I haven't owned the stock in a zillion years, but my grandfather worked there at the Schenectady plant. I'm going to talk a little bit about that when we get back and blue chips. And blue chips can die. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Well, to be honest, it was a distraction, and it was very frustrating to me on behalf of the men and women of the Department of Homeland Security, because I was there to talk about real threats and their needs to do their job that the American people has asked them to do. And it became 11 minutes of a lecture about a meeting he was not in, about one word, and whether or not I heard it.
Those are the words of Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. Those, of course, comments made by Senator Cory Booker of New York last week during that Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Also today, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley blasted divisive rhetoric of Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas. Take a listen.
Hate-filled speeches and end runs around negotiations take us nowhere. Ultimately, peace will not be achieved without leaders with courage.
Haley reaffirmed a U.S. commitment to a two-state solution if both parties agreed. This is USA Radio News.
Addiction. There was a day when the word addiction was just another word. If you're battling addiction, it's not easy to ask for help. It's hard to admit you really need it. Call and end addiction. Call and connect with representatives of a treatment center or rehab facility. Call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. Some insurance plans help pay for the cost of treatment. Be sure to check your policy or call your agent to see if you're covered. It's not easy to talk about your addictions or those of someone you care about. It's hard for you to experience. It's hard for them to watch. The first step to ending addiction starts with one free, private, and no-obligation call. Addiction. There can be a day when the word addiction is just another word again. Your life is not over. There are things you still need to do. The first first thing to do is call and end addiction. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239. 1-800-665-0239.
Yesterday, former U.S. gymnastics coach Dr. Larry Nassar was sentenced to 40 to 175 years in jail. Many of the victims are speaking out, including Rachel Denhollander. Denhollander shares her perspective on Team USA.
You know, USA Gymnastics is really an organization that's rotting from the inside out. They created a culture of physical, psychological, and mental abuse, but they also had a policy of not reporting sexual predators.
Another familiar name is joining the growing list of companies giving its employees bonuses thanks to a newly enacted tax law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.